we're just gonna start rolling because I literally, all of this content is quality and I don't want to miss out on anything. Stop saying that! Stop it! You've got me saying it now.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of being annoying.
Hello. I really don't know where it came from. I'm so sorry. I don't know where it came from either. All of a sudden started saying, yum, to like random things.
Shit.
That have...
Oh, never mind. Sorry. I just hate overhead lighting. I hate it. I know we're literally rolling right now and I'm like changing the ambiance, but I feel like that fits our thing.
Rolling. Rolling on the river. Oh, that's the cutest little item. It's called the marshmallow light. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
It goes against what Eliza taught us, though. It says, I'm done adulting. Let's be mermaids. And she said, no more mermaids. No more mermaids. You want a murmur?
A murmur, baby.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast
where we remember. Happy 2021, everybody!
Happy 2021. We are done with our hiatus.
Finally.
Yeah. Four, five, I don't even know what fucking episode we're on, but like five episodes.
Five-ish?
Oh my god, this is so much work. We really just need a break, you know?
Honestly, this was so much work to get to this literal actual point right now.
My god. Literally, I could never be an audio tech. I would flip my absolute shit. Just lose it all.
Not just a few things.
Just all of it.
All the things.
All of it would be just completely gone. I hate it.
By the way, he's Chandler.
I am Chandler. And she might happen to be a pawn on Olivia.
I may be. Maybe.
Just maybe.
Just maybe.
And this is your favorite papa. Who? Your favorite podcast.
Let's talk about it.
Where we talk about it and you just listen.
Yep, you just listen. Because it's our show.
And not yours. Thanks. Thanks, Katya. Copyright. Trixie and Katya.
Sorry, I was tired of my hair being on the back of my head.
Okay, wait. Pull your hat back to where, like, your hairline shows so you can be, like, that cute, like, artist-y. No, like, further. Perfect.
Dude, it's gonna fall off.
Yeah, perfect. Because that's how you know that you're, like, a hood rat producer from the streets. With that like long flowing hair that like who's that knocking at my door? That's a dog
knocking on the door.
It's a douche. Well, welcome back, y'all. How have you been, Olivia? How were your holidays?
They were good, you know.
Your mom.
Other than that, holidays were good. 2021 ushered in a good 5 days of, you know what, this might not be that bad. And then on day six, we had a storming of the Capitol.
Mm.
That was fun. Domestic terrorism. Love some of that in my day.
Oh, yeah. Just the grandiest, the bestiest, and the bestiest.
Yeah, that was a grand old time.
You know what?
How were your holidays, Mr. Chan? Also, happy belated birthday.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I am now 23 years old.
Ripe old 23.
Ripe age of 23. It's a time.
Mm-hmm.
My body already hurts like I'm 80 years old, and I'm not ready for it. I'm done. I quit.
You can't quit. You have to be here with me.
Okay, fair enough. I'll stay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
I couldn't do this without you.
You literally, are because it's a podcast for the us of us.
The us of us. Well, you are the other half of the charisma.
You are the most half of the charisma.
And I don't think we have this chemistry with other people.
Mostly because I fucking hate other people. Not to all those people that I don't hate out there, but to all the other people that I definitely do hate, you know who you are. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. Well, you know.
The holidays were good. Oh, can we talk about the solstice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super, super random.
The first new moon of the entire year in Capricorn, nonetheless.
Yes, so that was the new moon, but I want to talk about the solstice. December 21st, mm-hmm. The winter solstice. Do you remember the winter solstice?
No, I don't. Bro, I literally have been alive for the last like 30 seconds of my life.
You were very much alive.
I wasn't even here for the podcast. No.
You were very much alive when we went to Lowe's earlier.
I recollect none of this.
You and I talked at length about sconces.
Sconces.
Sconces. I don't know. I have not recently checked our analytics, but the last time I think I looked at them, one of the more higher engagement episodes that we've recorded was the Which Witch is Which podcast.
You know what? I actually have the app here right now. Let me refresh it really quick so we have the most up-to-date information.
This just to me... Yes, please, please, please update my information. Because if this is true, this to me means that...
Uh-oh. We actually have one more listen on Nice Guys, the real mythical creatures.
The real mythical creatures! Because it's true.
It's true. They don't exist.
Also, this is a very, very, very small side note. This hat is not mine.
Whom's that hat be?
This hat is Spencer's.
Oh, cute.
You can see by the FedEx Ground logo.
Oh,
however, oh my God. He came home wearing this hat. I fell in love with it and immediately stole it.
You mean my hat? Spencer, why did you wear my hat to work?
Why did you wear my hat to work? That's so rude. You're going to get box dust all over it. Did you say Hunter?
I said Spencer.
Oh.
No.
It's like, leave them out of this.
Never!
I've never thought to wear a hat this far back on my scalp. Anyway... Sorry, you were looking up the analytics for me.
Oh, yes, our analytics are, so Nice Guys, the Real Mythical Creatures has technically the most, like, listens. However. And runner-up is Which is Which.
Okay, great. That to me says that people really connected with that episode. Either that or they like how silly and bizarre we are.
We are absolute psychopaths, and I apologize for approximately none of it.
Literally none of it. Well, I feel like we had some pretty interesting information.
We did. I love that little, like, TikTok thing that we did. Oh, you know what? We never sent out the link for that TikTok.
Show notes. We need to be reminded to do that.
Show notes. We need to stop sucking. And by we, I mean I. It's just
no,
me.
We literally have had the Instagrams as long as we've had the podcast, and we have not posted one thing.
Not a single thing, and I'm so sorry about that. Like, I feel like I am a little bit more to blame.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like...
Because you're anxious?
Yes.
The world of anxiety.
Oh my God, that's my planet.
Oh my God, we both come from planet anxiety. I feel that hardcore. I opened my iPad to look up our Instagram page and got distracted by the nothing that we've posted. We have 7 followers, though.
Whoa.
How do we have 7 followers?
Thanks, Trisha and Trissa. You jams.
Literally who? People I don't know!
There's Trisha, Trissa, and then I think multiple of your accounts are
okay, it's only 2!
Two is still a multiple.
One of them is you! But there's also 2 others. I'm into this. Okay, great. Well, now we have to post. We said we were going to post in our puffy jackets.
Puffy jackets?
Our puffy gray matching jackets.
Oh, you know what?
Our coats?
We went on a lovely walk. That's what we're referring to.
It was.
Because you guys don't know every single detail about our lives. Or do you?
They don't.
You don't?
Of course not, because we were on hiatus for like 2 months.
It was literally a month.
For full disclosure, we did record an episode. Oh, however, God. Our technology, being at COVID times, is not...
Subpar at best.
It's subpar at best. So, the episode we recorded ago, which is sad because there's a lot of really good content in there.
There were some funny jokes, but you just couldn't hear them because I couldn't stay near the mic.
That microphone also wasn't very good.
I was like, hi, wah! And then just ran away.
We move around a lot while we're recording.
I am a fidgety person, so I cannot, under any circumstance, sit still for longer than 30 whole seconds.
Isn't that ADHD?
Fidget.
Spinner?
HD. Yeah.
Fidget HD?
Yeah.
Fidgeting. High definition.
Fidgeting.
High def fidget.
Yes. Also, did you get any of the TikToks I sent you about all, like, the ADHD studies and stuff like that?
I get all the TikToks you sent me, and I watched all of them, and all of them were way too close to how I feel about real life.
It's so bizarre, because I never would have thought that anything, like, auditory awareness would also, like, be, like... A symptom of ADHD. So, like, not being able to, like... hear people to the best of your ability is not your fault.
Nope.
Because all this time, I actually genuinely thought that I was just deaf. Like, I just couldn't hear. I was like, no, I can hear what you're saying, but I'm missing some very key, pivotal, like, information points that I swear to God I heard, but I just immediately forgot them.
You know? Yeah, I feel that 100%. It's not ADHD, but for me, one of my anxiety symptoms is the more anxious I get, the harder it is for me to process and log information.
Mm. Absolutely.
So, like, when Paige tells me something, and she's already been snippy with me because she's stressed and under a lot of pressure, and she tells me to do a thing, and I'm across a space, and I don't hear her very well, and I ask her to say it again, and she says it again in a different tone that's a little bit more tense, I register that in my brain, and I go, oh no, she's mad, and that takes precedence over logging the information, which is not helpful, and doesn't fix the fact that I need to do the task, but now I definitely can't ask her again, because she'll get angrier, because that's how I would react, so that's perfectly normal, but it's still just like, ah, and it's a cycle of scary word, and bleh.
Sorry.
Scary bad. And that's no one's fault. That happens, honestly, with my mom, too. Like, anytime I'm getting scolded or there's pressure and you try to give me information, my first instinct is, they're upset.
Shut down.
To protect myself instead of power through, discover, overcome, succeed.
Totally makes sense.
Which is part of what worries me about this school thing, is what if I get too stressed or too wah, and then I can't consume and log the information, and then I don't do well, and then it's a spiral. I have to give my money back. Like,
to be perfectly honest, one thing, I took a couple classes, and something that helped me an infinite amount was actually recording lectures, because I'm not always in a headspace where I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want to do, is pay attention to the fullest of my 0% capacity. Yeah.
The fullest of my
0%.
0%.
Yeah, so if you record your lectures and then just go back through and listen to them when you're in a better state of mind, it's so much easier. And if you don't understand something or feel like you missed something, just rewind it and go again.
And try again.
Just try again. Try again.
That's what life is all about, right? I mean, learning to get up and try again.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you get knocked down, get up, try again.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being sincere and honest, and
no,
you're laughing.
No, you are. I just...
You're just like, that's so corny.
Oh, oh my god, yeah, try again.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Sure,
people
whatever.
People actually do that.
I just feel like sometimes my knees are creaky and it takes me a little bit longer to get up, you know?
Oh my gosh, tell them about our high-intensity dance classes.
Oh my god. High-intensity dance classes. It literally is like Zumba, but our teachers, Ashley and Haley, they're great. Smithfield Rec Center.
Amazing!
Literally phenomenal. The best kind of people. They... they take it to a whole new level. It's so Oof. Fun. And it's like, if you think of like 80s jazzercise, but like better and more modernized.
Harder.
Very harder. Threw me right into an asthma attack. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
Could not breathe.
Thank God you brought your inhaler.
Oh, my or, God. Oof. Would have died. Also, Flash note. Just real quick.
Pop flash right flood there. Side note.
Flash flood side note.
Flash note.
Don't fucking wear Vans to a dance class. I did not have any workout shoes because I...
You just don't own workout shoes right
I
now.
I don't currently. I had to throw my last ones away, which was super sad because I loved them.
We'll buy you some more. We'll go on payday.
Yeah, perfect. No. Don't ever wear Vans. It was a trap. It was a tragedy and a half. Like, you always see those cute, like the cute girls over in the corner that are wearing, like, their leggings and their Chuck Taylors. And they're, like, just, like, jamming out, doing their thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can be that person. I don't have Chucks anymore. But I have Vans, which are, like, totally the same thing.
100%.
No, they're not. Yeah, no, don't do it. If you want to destroy your arches, by all means, please wear flat shoes. Yeah.
PSA.
PSA, don't fucking do it. Don't be an idiot.
I mean, go and work your body and dance and have a good time and make sure you sweat out all the bad decisions you've ever made, but do it while you're wearing supportive shoes.
Please. Let your shoes be more supportive than all of my exes. So basically, you could be wearing flats and it'd be more supportive.
That is completely opposite to the advice you just gave them.
No, but seriously, definitely wear supports. And you didn't know that this was a
fitness / mental health podcast.
Yeah. Ka-chow. So, what do you want to do?
Well, I wanted to talk about the solstice, but hi, we're ADHD and we wandered away.
Solstice shoes?
Also, can we, let's quick side note, I haven't been diagnosed. I got tested when I was in my sophomore. You haven't
been diagnosed as a solstice yet?
I have not been diagnosed as a solstice.
Shit.
I know.
Welcome to the...
I'm a new moon, baby.
I'm more of a Twilight baby.
I'm a Twilight baby. Twyla. Wait, Spencer has an aunt named Twyla.
But
she's a very interesting person from what I've heard.
That's cool.
No, I meant to say how old was I? We lived in Texas, so I was either a sophomore or a junior in high school, and I got tested for ADD because a million years ago, let's see. How old? That was like 12 or 13 years ago.
Oh,
ADHD wasn't quite a thing yet. It was just ADD. Mm. And it wasn't... You know, there was definitely a big old stigma stamped on there. And I was in this remedial... not remedial, but it was like an extracurricular math tutoring program. Mm. Where they tested me for ADD because they noticed that they would be teaching me and I would be getting the information and understanding it. And then in the middle of a sentence that he was trying to explain to me about a math problem, I would just wander away. And my mother was always yelling at me the whole time I was growing up, Olivia, you have to look at people when they're talking to you or they won't know that you're talking to them.
Oh my God, same.
Okay.
Fuck.
So literally, they tested me. I don't know how I don't remember them testing me, but they tested me, and I tested borderline, but I didn't cross the line into ADD. But I think maybe as I got older, because I mean, let's also talk about how I think you and I were both. I mean, obviously I'm 100 years older than you, but. But I feel like you and I were both, like, in, like, middle school, grade school, high school. We were the gifted kids. Right? We excelled at, like, you especially, in music. Don't lie, I heard you singing in the car earlier. You're amazing. Literally, like, so, like for you, it was music. For me, it was, like, English and, then like, history. Like, I don't know if you were math or science-y.
Fuck no. I suck at math.
But, like, previously gifted kids, like you and me... burnout. And so now people like us are now on like the bizarre, like trying to figure it out, not sure where to go spectrum, because we pushed so hard to do so well that we didn't really develop skills for overcoming adversity as far as like life and other things go. This made sense in my brain before I had to put it with words. But I swear this is a real thing. I see it, by the way, we reference TikTok a lot, but I genuinely see this. But when there are licensed professional psychologists on TikTok, I feel less bad about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
When I see people with actual, like, degrees from, like, 12 or, like, 8 to 12 year, you know, learning things in universities, when I see them talking about these things, I feel less bad about being like, oh my gosh, I read this thing on TikTok, because it's... real people with real degrees telling me real things that I've suspected about myself for years.
True. And it was technically, like, unsolicited information until you, like, oh, so happened upon it, and you were like, holy shit.
That makes
so
much sense.
The algorithms got me.
They understand. Those people in China that are harvesting my information, they get it. That's a joke. That's half a joke. Yeah.
You do not. They do actually have a separate like headquarters here in the U.S. that processes all of like the algorithms and information for the U.S. quarters.
Well, but here's my thing. People were freaking out about the whole TikTok thing, right? Like, oh, they're harvesting our information. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think? Facebook, Instagram, freaking Snapchat, the U.S. government. You're like literally every freaking body is harvesting your information. Okay, everybody knows literally every single small, tiny, minuscule detail about you. We put enough of ourselves onto the internet. This now became conspiracy corner. Okay, this is all of his conspiracy
Welcome
corner.
Welcome to conspiracy.
The conspiracy corner. Literally enough people on the internet have information about you that it's TikTok is the least of your worries. TikTok, seeing that you are mentally unstable, want to get piercings, color your hair, and want to explore different, like, sexualities and genders, is the least of your concerns. For me personally.
I mean, yeah. But also, I think it's funny that they're like, oh, they're stealing our information. Who the fuck cares that you have 7 kids and drink wine to hush the pain away? Sorry, Susan.
The pain in your vagina from having 7 children.
Listen, like... Oh my no, they're gonna steal all of my information. Listen, you have like $40,000 in debt. Nobody wants your information.
Literally nobody wants your information.
Your credit score is like less than 600. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If somebody pickpocketed you, stole your wallet and all of your information, and be like, fuck.
I just inherited all of
the debt.
They'd
put $5 back in and then hide your wallet back in your pocket.
Like,
be like,
never
bitch,
mind.
You broke. Here you go.
Here's a little bit. I was gonna buy lunch, but here's this for you.
Gonna buy lunch, but it looks like you're happening upon a hard time, so I'm gonna get this to you. You seem like you're struggling.
What a kind, sweet pickpocketing person.
What a kind. What a generous soul.
What a sweet gem of a person.
I hate it. But anyway, round back to your
round back the corner to the solstice.
Yep.
Because I genuinely feel like things have been strange since the solstice. Have you talked to Ashley?
No, but I did hear about her little Ouija board encounter, and I'm so un about that. So not about that.
Can I beg you to please tell the Ouija board story about your friend one more time?
Jesus.
Please. I know you've already told me this story, but they need to know about this. You don't have to name any names.
Oh, I won't be naming names.
I just want them to
so,
be
here. My God, fucking. So I have this friend. She's a unique individual. There's this place up Hyde Park Canyon. It's called like the Satan Caves. It's like this tiny little miner's cave and tunnel system that runs under the mountains in Hyde Park. So she and a couple of her friends went down into the caves. There's like this like little like off sprout of
offshoot,
yes. Offshoot of the main cave, where there's this little like sub cave, this little corner where people have put like an altar, some candles, a bunch of like satanic paraphernalia.
Gross.
Weird stuff.
Don't like it. Don't fuck with that.
So they decided to get crossfaded and then take a Ouija board down into that section of the cave and try to use it. First of all, that's heavily not recommended because using Ouija boards is so dangerous and infantile. Just childish.
Yep. And for the record, Ronnie Radke wrote a song called Don't Mess with Ouija Boards for a reason.
For a reason, y'all.
The following
don't,
universe.
Don't fuck with it. But yeah. So, not entirely sure that anything happened, nor would they have been aware enough to understand if anything happened, because they were wildly drunk and cross-rated. Pardon me.
Ooh.
They went home. She didn't realize that she still had the Ouija board in the back of her car. And her parents are viciously Mormon.
Viciously.
So, obviously, she couldn't just be like, hey, I'm crossfaded and I have a Ouija board. No. So the only natural response was, fuck, I gotta eat this Ouija board.
Oh my God.
I gotta eat this goddamn Ouija board. So this bitch rips up the cardboard Ouija board and box and the box and started chomping down, just chewing, swallowing, just eating the whole damn thing. Not entirely sure how that came to be, considering the fact that she had a massive ass empty field behind her house that was just grass, just like big tall grass. Nobody goes in there. Nobody would have found the Ouija board, but she was so convinced that her parents would somehow find it and somehow think that it was hers, that she decided in her crossfaded mind to tuck it under her shirt and run up into the bathroom, lock the bathroom. By this time, it was like 2 a.m. And she's starting to chow down on this board. And she's like dying, trying to get it down. And like finally finishes, goes back to bed, wakes up in the morning, sicker than shit.
Oh, really?
I complete out of the blue. Oh, so God. Sick.
So random.
recollected that the night before she had she had eaten a Ouija board. And then proceeded to...
Which, I would like to clarify, sorry, really quick. That is nuts. That doesn't need to be said, but it needs to be said. That is nuts.
It's bad mental
That's
health.
That's bizarre.
It's
why would you want to make your whole body a portal to hell?
I don't know. Not even necessarily just like a portal to hell, but like a portal to another realm. Like another existential plane. Like,
why do you close it?
Why would you voluntarily put yourself in a situation where you are the phone?
That's not funny.
It's so not funny that it is funny. Like, I cannot condone messing with a Ouija board,
let alone
fucking eating a Ouija board. And I'm sure none of these guys really knew how to use a Ouija board, so I'm sure they didn't disconnect with anything if they did make contact. So, like, I have so many concerns. So many concerns. However, okay, also, just realizing this now, I lived with said person for probably a little over 2 years. So much random and weird shit happened in the home that I want to say is probably her, unintentionally her fault.
Can we talk about it?
Like,
I don't think we
sure,
talked about this before. I'm very interested.
Yeah, we can talk about all this ghosty, spooky stoof.
Stoof.
Dude, yeah, okay, so in the last apartment that I lived in, I got a couple of, like, autonomous features, like the Google Home stuff.
I hate that. No.
They're wonderful. I had it connected to my lights. I had it as an alarm clock. I had it turn on my TV.
You're so trusting.
Like,
I don't trust technology.
All sorts of stuff. I shouldn't have, really, in all hindsight. But being the naive little dumb bitch that I am, I bought it, and it was fine for a little while, but then eventually my lights would turn off by themselves and turn back on and then back off and back on and back off, and then my TV would turn on and off and on and off, and it would freak the shit out of me until one night at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning,
the devil's hour,
I hear it's DJ Khaled at the loudest fucking volume possible on this machine. I had not turned it up at all. It was on actually the lowest setting because it was right next to my bed and I didn't want to be brutally woken up in the morning by an alarm clock. So I had it at like a lower level volume because I wake up pretty easily. I'm not a super sound sleeper. And so yeah, at 3 in the morning, it is screaming full volume across all of my devices. All of them were going off at the same time, and I had three. One in my bathroom, one in the kitchen, and one in my room, and all three went off at the exact same time, waking everybody up in the house. And it was so fucking terrifying that I literally almost cried. I had work the next day. I hadn't really gotten any sleep. I was just barely asleep for like maybe even a couple hours, if that. So I was terrified at this point. My dog was barking, acting super fucking weird. And like a lot of you will be like, oh yeah, well it probably just got hacked by somebody, or like somebody's just messing with you or something like that. I checked through and through. None of my accounts were hacked. Devices keep a log of everything it's been asked, or any like commands given, like turn up the volume. Even if you turn it up from your phone, it logs these commands. Nothing was logged. Not a single thing was logged. And it would happen once a week, 3 a.m. every single time.
So what did you do?
I ripped them out of my fucking wall and said, don't anybody plug these in.
Good.
And it scared the shit out of me.
I believe that. And then I'm scared right now just looking at
it. It was a spooky town time, and I did not enjoy it. Mostly because I don't fuck with evil things. I'm a very non-chaotic neutral person. I don't do that.
You're non-confrontational. You don't go looking for...
No.
You're not Zach Bagans.
Definitely no.
You are not the host of Ghost Adventures who has literally filled an old Victorian mansion with creepy haunted shit.
Which, by the way, is Annabelle still missing?
I didn't know he had Annabelle.
Yeah.
I thought that she lived at the other museum.
Oh, no. No, he definitely did not have Annabelle. But
I think
Annabelle
he's in the market
missing?
For Annabelle.
Probably.
I didn't know that Annabelle was missing to start with.
No. You're not in the market for Annabelle. Annabelle's in the market for you.
I don't like that you said that to me.
Spooky tiki time. No,
Zach probably stole her in the night.
Oh, I done did a sneak.
It's not enough that
I'm
I have Harold.
I'm wearing gloves. You can't possess me.
It's not enough that he has Harold the haunted doll. It's not enough that he has Robert the haunted doll. Now he needs Annabelle too.
No, I hate it.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Also, I don't know if I could ever like. Ew, I would get. Okay. Here's the weird thing about me is I am so, like, bizarrely affected by like weird medical metaphysical things, like vibes. I get weird vibes. Like,
let's talk
about
it.
You saw me earlier at lunch, dinner, whatever the fuck we were having. Electricity running through my body.
Literally, as I was telling you my story.
Yes. Bizarre. It was bizarre. And I don't know how to like properly describe that. That's like, it's not the chills, because I get the chills often. This was the, like, weird electricity, you know? Spooky town.
Yeah. No, well, yes, exactly. No, for weird. Sure.
And yes, I know we just sound like a bunch of kooks. This shit real. This shit hella real.
We are aware of how we sound, okay? We have to deal... We talk to each other about how crazy town we sound all the time. It doesn't mean that we don't also have to recognize the signs that are presented to us.
Speaking of signs, would you care to,
do you think I should talk about it?
Only
do you think
if
it's not weird?
Feel comfortable?
I mean, when it first happened, I was gonna talk about it on the podcast, but then I was like, oh, well, maybe they'll actually send me to an asylum because I sound like a real-life lunatic.
Or you sound crazy.
But, I mean, also... After... if I'm gonna be all, like, leading and whatever, I have to tell the story. But honestly, the more that I looked into and did research and searched for things, which, again, our technology is targeted, it learns our behavior, it tries to figure out what we're up to. But the fact that I didn't say anything out loud when I was thinking about it the night before, and then the next day, it was, like, the first thing that popped up in my feed. Let's start at the beginning.
I was like, wait, I don't know if
the look you just gave me says that we need to start at the beginning.
Well,
because you and I had this conversation, but again, it was a while ago and many things have happened since then.
Yes, so I don't think you told me that little tidbit of information.
No, I did. I literally scream texted it at you, like, the second it happened.
Very possible. I'm the worst at retaining information. I am all over the place.
Literally, that's what this podcast is about.
Yay.
ADD ramblings about conspiracies / witchcraft /
welcome to our
the robots are taking over /
our psycho show
/ don't get crossfaded and eat a Ouija board.
we're here to make sure that you don't die
of the podcast or of the episode. Don't get crossfaded and eat a Ouija board. Please. Please.
I'm going to write that down because we're stupid enough that we forget.
Title of... the last one was going to be there's never been a Capricorn serial killer. And I was...
They're really awesome.
So badly wanted to post it. And then the audio was garbage. And I felt so bad.
We can talk about that too.
About how there's never been a Capricorn serial killer.
There has... Okay. To my knowledge, might I add, there has never been a Capricorn serial killer. A female Capricorn serial killer.
Well, because here's the thing, females are very good at getting blood out of things.
True, but they're also just better at hiding things because...
We're very good at secrets.
Yes. Like, I don't... It's bizarre. How bizarre. I already forgot what I was writing down. Don't get
crossfaded and eat a Ouija board. I love your handwriting. It's so cute.
Oh my god, thank you. Keep talking on it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just maybe this will reach out and touch someone. Maybe someone will hear what I have to say and either throw me in a loony bin or I don't know. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. So I am
Take it back now, y'all.
Reverse. Turn it up. We think we're funny.
We're so funny. Shut the fuck up. I'm hilarious.
Okay, so since the solstice is what I've been trying to get at. Since the solstice, things have been a little different.
Okay.
I feel like the vibe in the world obviously has been different.
For sure.
Let's also talk about... Oh my gosh. What was that thing with the moon? No, not the moon. The stars. Do you remember, like, it was supposed to be like the Jesus star or the Christmas star? Did you hear about this? I don't remember which planets, but there were planets that were aligning on a specific time and day that hadn't aligned like that since the birth of Christ, supposedly. Or since the year Jesus was born, supposedly. And this day will be born to you in the city of David, a savior who is Christ the Lord. But supposedly this particular, right? You're so taken aback that now you're coughing to that.
I just read some stuff.
Some tea.
It's the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn.
That. The planets.
Jesus was a Capricorn.
Well, fuck.
And
literally goosebumps.
What?
How do you know that Jesus was a Capricorn when he was when he wasn't?
Bruh.
Okay, but
Jesus was a fucking hella Capricorn.
Jesus was not born on Christmas. Because that would have made him.
No, he wasn't.
That wouldn't have made him a Sagittarius.
That was the rebirth of Christ, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but
right,
it technically
Christmas was the rebirth of Christ.
Christmas was okay. When paganism was replaced by Christianity in order to make it easier for the pagans to convert over to Christianity, Christianity absorbed a lot of their holidays. So, like, Samhain became Halloween, which is a different thing, and freaking Christmas and Easter, the solstice is obviously in June, not in April, but there were other different holidays that were pagan holidays that were absorbed by Christianity and named other things and given different purposes to help the pagans cross over into Christianity. So technically, Jesus was not born in December. Jesus was born in like April or May. Technically, supposedly.
Wasn't that the day that he came out of the tomb?
Easter?
Like, Easter Sunday was the day that he rose from the dead and came.
After 3 days, supposedly. And came out all zombified and brains. That's sacrilege to point out.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's fine if you're not that religion.
Yeah, we're going for
it. It's not sacrilegious if I'm
not. If the Catholic Pope doesn't believe in hell, neither do I. He doesn't.
Cool.
The Pope, did you hear about this?
No, I didn't, actually.
Literally, the new one, the one that everybody gets angry at because he's trying to modernize the Catholic Church, he came out, not recently, it's been in the last few years, he literally...
Gay.
I wish, wouldn't that be wonderful?
He said he came out.
Literally, the Catholic Church would implode and turn itself inside out.
Literally implode and burst into flames.
So many things. But he came out and he said that hell is a construct made to keep people afraid so they will obey.
That sounds totally fair.
Everybody flipped their shit. Literally, so many hardcore Catholics were like, no! And everyone else was like, oh, well, yeah, but duh.
Yeah, but duh. We've been new this.
So many things. But anyway, okay. But so if the Pope doesn't believe in hell, neither do we. But if you believe in... Yeah, I don't think you can believe in God and not also believe in the devil. Like, I just... You cannot have just one thing. You have to encompass all the things. I don't know. There's a lot.
Well, I mean, Satan literally is Lucifer Morningstar, aka
the hottest man on television.
I...
Sorry.
Yes. Okay. Stop.
I'm sorry.
He's so pretty though. I can't even remember what his actor's name is.
I can't either. But
it escapes me right now. But it's fine. No, literally, Lucifer Morningstar is brother of Christ. Like,
yeah.
They are quite literally brothers. Like...
Yes.
Like,
yes, 100%,
like,
yes.
You can't just be like, nah, he didn't have a brother. He was an only child.
Like,
the other angels.
He was just a dude who had a bad idea and he had to go away. Like, he started a fight, whatever, but... Like, no. If you want to super simplify it, like, well, you do everything else, then sure. My eyes just rolled so hard I hurt myself.
I was gonna say, if I start hearing coins drop and I know that I won the, like, slot machine.
Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Because my eyes rolled so hard that they just snapped forever.
I'm sorry, but anyway, you're...
No, you're fine, no. So, I mean, that's... semantics, you know, things in the church, and then I watched the Da Vinci Code recently, and it reminded me of all of these things that I forgot about how they took things out of the Bible and put them back in. Anyway, blah 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 blah. Since the solstice, That's the theme of the podcast. Someday we'll get back to the solstice. Since the solstice, so many things have been bizarre because you had that, the thing with the planets aligning, causing the stuff that hasn't been a thing since Christ's time, and Christ apparently was a Capricorn, and did you know he originally was called Yeshua because he was Jewish?
You're shitting me, the Jewish person.
I know.
Jesus Christ was Yeshua?
Yeshua? Yeah.
Wow.
You're being sarcastic, but I'm genuinely trying to deliver information. They might not have known that.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
If you didn't know that, you suck.
I hate the bleaching and the
whitewashing of literally a Jewish...
Jesus was a white man from Oxford. No, he wasn't! That's an Eddie Izzard, but...
Okay, but also...
Eddie Izzard gets very
mad. No, he wasn't.
He was not.
No, he was
from Judea. Dark-skinned man, such as we.
Yeah, I just...
Sorry, that's... I pull from so many weird places.
Okay.
ADHD, it's fine. But since the solstice, weird shit... I mean, just... I feel like everywhere things have been kind of a little bit out of balance. I have been dreaming in color. I don't dream in color.
Really?
I know that's super weird. Honestly, it's not uncommon, but it's started to be happening. I've been seeing things. Mm-hmm. Out of the corner of my eye, mostly. Sometimes, like, little bloop, bloop. It's always, like, it's never, like, at a scary time. Sometimes it's, like, when I'm standing in the kitchen, I'll see something moving outside. And I'll look, and it'll be there, and then it won't. Like... It's weird, and I just don't think about it, and I think maybe it's just, I'm just logging it more than I was, maybe? I don't know, have you noticed a difference and a change, Mr. Vibey feeling?
Mr. Vibey feelings.
I'm trying to pull it back from something you said.
No, it's okay, it's okay. I definitely have. Okay, so I'm a big believer in, like universal science. I almost said like astrological science, but like, I mean, I guess
those
still kind of counts. I'm a huge believer in like universal science, like doubles and triples and like divine science, I guess.
I heard, I follow like kind of a metaphysically, spiritually podcasty thing that I really don't listen to very much, but she mentioned something called angel numbers, like 1111.
Yeah.
They're angel numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that phrasing necessarily.
That's...
But I understand why it kind of maybe has been used.
Yeah, it's more so just like, it depends on, like, obviously your religion, whether you're like spiritual or whether you're like Christian. Like, if you're Christian or whoever believes in angel numbers, it's gonna be like a divine intervention from an angel, saying like something is coming. Like a warning. Could be good, could be bad.
Okay.
So I've just me personally in my own life, I've noticed a lot of like things are almost a little too coincidental. Like, I'm drawing a blank right now. Obviously, like 11/11 or like just like the time when you're looking at it, and it just also happens to be like 1/11 or 2/22 or 3/33, just weird stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like some stuff that like could just be marked off as like just happenstance, like something so simple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's been a lot more of that ever since the solstice.
Oh, for sure.
Especially bringing it right back to this, the new moon in Capricorn.
Yeah.
I feel like something's coming. That sounds way ominous.
It does.
I'm not entirely sure how to feel it. Like,
I mean, we're not experts.
You and I will have to talk more on this. Like, just in our own personal settings. Like, just with your dreams, stuff that I've dreamed, stuff that we both, like, obviously, we're not, like,
woo shamans.
Yeah, we're not like woo wooing everywhere.
We have no idea what the fuck is going on, but we just have strong feelings about things.
But there's some things you just can't ignore.
Yeah, there's just signs that you can't ignore. Like if somebody was like, "Hey, duck." Okay, I can see that thing that's flying in my head. You're telling me to duck. I'm not gonna duck though, because I'm going to ignore you.
I thought you were calling me a duck.
No.
For a moment.
Quack.
That's why I didn't say anything.
No, like if I threw this mug at your head and said, "Hey, duck." Like, you obviously see the mug. I have warned you to duck. And if you don't, that's your choice.
That's my mistake.
Would be quite stupid, because you can obviously see, like, a physical sign coming towards you. You are going to get hurt.
So get the...
But this is, like, a metaphysical sign of...
I don't know
what it's for, but I feel it. And yes, I know we sound cuckoo-ca-choo. It's fine. If you don't like it, don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you don't have to tune in. This is not the podcast for you if you're not open to listening to this shit.
True. You're the one who clicked on the link. Sorry.
You're the one who clicked on the link.
How long have we been going for? I feel so bad.
About 51 minutes, but if they listen this far, then that's fine.
You can listen for another hour and a half.
Honestly, we haven't even finished telling our stories. We haven't done a BuzzFeed quiz yet.
Oh my god. So much. Okay.
So
back to your story of all of this stuff that's been happening to you ever since, like,
okay.
The solstice, especially with the new moon, because I continue.
Sorry. Okay, so to start with, I have been in a long-term relationship for about 7.5 years.
Okay.
With the same man. Which is interesting, because in the last year or so, I have been rediscovering myself, my sexuality. I'm entering my second puberty as I'm entering my 30s. In May, all of these things are happening to me. There's a bunch going on, and it's I'm still in a loving, fun relationship with this delightful man, and we do things that couples do, obviously, and
you can say it, or
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. About a week and a half ago, well, honestly, it was my period at one point last month was about a week and a half to almost 2 weeks late. Which, as a woman going into her 30s, not married, no kids, I mean, I don't want to shame anybody, I don't want to inadvertently have, you know, be for issues, but we are very careful. We love each other. We want to be together. We are not in a position to have kids right now. We don't want kids right now. It's not like a prejudice. We don't have our own house. We're not married yet. We are engaged. We're not married yet. And we're both in school officially as of tomorrow. We're both in school. So when my period was late by almost 2 weeks, it was terrifying. However, I was never truly scared. I was never truly worried, because my panic response for me as a person is to immediately go to the person that I trust the most, which is you, and tell them everything about my fears, my concerns, my worries, because I, as a very strange, empathetic Gemini with a moon in Sagittarius, I think, I don't remember. I require validation from those closest to me that it's going to be fine, that we're going to make it through. I just always have, always will. However, don't take this personally, I never felt the need to come to you and tell you about this, because I wasn't worried about it. I am incredibly anxious. You know how anxious I am.
No.
I am a... Just naturally, it's not like a dig, it's not like a nif and nah. I just am, it's a mental illness, it runs in my family, high-functioning depression, high-functioning anxiety. I have a whole other podcast about it that I've since abandoned because I have no more to say about it, because I've said everything I feel like I can say at this juncture. It is not in my nature to not worry about the small things, and at least, this is a big thing, it's a big deal. Stop looking at the time.
Oh no, I'm just looking. I'm not looking at the time. I'm looking at the
at the sound waves?
The sound spikes to see if we're actually talking loud enough, because sometimes I feel like we're not talking loud enough.
I speak up here. My voice is higher pitched than yours. I'm a little bit more shrill. You speak in this yummy, like, dark chocolatey, comfortable, yummy area.
Oh, thank you.
You do. Yum. It's nice. It's very soothing. That's Kina upstairs.
I did not enjoy that sound at all. Crawled through my spine.
I'm very, very sorry.
Fuck that.
I'm sorry. She thinks for whatever reason if she claws the floor, it'll make her nose stop itching, and we don't know why.
That poor baby.
Her nose is perpetually just itchy.
I wonder if she probably just has allergies.
Well, an
older dog.
We think it comes from the fact that she used her nose to dig in the dirt, dig rocks out of the dirt for 9 years.
Yum.
Not her claws. She didn't dig with her paws like a normal dog. She dug in the dirt with her nose. So it was very calloused and very not... It's a lot better now, but when we first brought her in, it was... That's her tail. The floors in this house are very thin.
I love her.
I'm sorry.
She's such a cutie.
She's adorable, and she's a sweet little senior lady, and I think she's 10 now. Anyway. Are you getting important messages?
Oh no, my father just switched over my laundry because he's amazing.
Oh, that's so kind.
So good.
Speaking of which, I hope Spencer remembered to flip the comforters over, or we won't have anything to sleep under tonight.
How comforting.
Ah.
Okay, anyway.
Back to the very seriousness of this conversation.
Yeah, y'all thought we could be serious for more than 20 minutes?
Which, I feel like I'm telling you this now, because we're about 56, 57 minutes in, and nobody will have made it this far, so I can tell you this with no issues.
Yeah, please.
So...
Not that you haven't already told me all of this, but...
True, but I just...
It's good to hear it. Every time you add something else, it connects.
It feels like a cry for attention. It feels fake. But it's not fake. It's weird.
I don't feel like it sounds fake.
I just...
But I mean, I am a cry for attention, so it's okay.
Same. As anxious babies, everything to us is
a
cry for attention.
An anxious child.
I'm an anxious child.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, sorry.
We can be serious, I promise.
No, we can't.
We're going to try. Maybe a little. A skosh.
A Nova Scotia?
A Nova Scotia. A Nova Scotia. Frick frack. What was I talking about?
It slaps your ass. Goldfish.
Goldfish.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, was the snack that slaps your ass. Goldfish.
And you said not that.
The slap that snacks your ass.
The slap that snacks.
Yep.
Snacked it. Anyway.
Snack that ass.
Snack it. So... I know, literally is gouging my eyes.
We're
out.
Just
fine.
Dumb.
I want to be serious, but it's just, it feels too...
It feels too weird. Not real, and it feels like you're actually just like...
I feel like I'm making it up for attention.
I know that you're not, but I do understand where you're coming from, thinking, like, okay. So, before I just basically said, fuck it, I'm just going to do what I want and believe what I want, and anybody else can literally suck my ass... I felt like anytime I talked to people about like what I believe in or who I am or what I do or literally anything, I felt like I was lying, even though I wasn't. I felt like people would perceive me as though I was lying, even though you're not.
Nope.
And it's just a high functioning anxiety thing. Like, This is no different than like you just being yourself and trying to do things and thinking that people are going to react a different way or just be rude for shits and giggles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is me hereby validating you.
I appreciate your validation. I desperately require it.
You're so welcome. You have all of my validation.
I appreciate that. Especially because I feel bad, because so many times I thought about telling you and being like, Chandler will understand, Chandler will get it, Chandler will help me through this, but then I always didn't, I never felt like I needed to be helped through it. Like, yes, it was stressful, and yes, it was like, well, what if I am pregnant? What if I'm, you know, carrying, you know, the child of a man who we are not ready for it, and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, just to include some brief backstory, just to kind of drive home the intensity of my feelings, I have a sister who experienced this unplanned pregnancy.
Oh, I was
not
like,
not what follows, what? But
that
unplanned
sense.
Pregnancy. She okay. got pregnant.
A lot
was,
of people do.
She got well, you know, in our very exceptionally Mormon household. She got pregnant out of wedlock. It was this big deal. My parents made a huge issue out of it, and by my parents, I mean my mother. It was this huge tragedy. It drove a wedge between her and the rest of our family for many, 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 many years, and it took a very long time to rebuild it. I think if this happened to me at this age, it might kill my father. Honestly, not in a bad way. I don't know if he can. Because he's only ever wanted, you know, the best things. Yeah. And none of us have really turned out the way he wanted, which is
does
fine.
Any child literally ever?
It's just, I genuinely, with all of his other health problems, I don't think he can do another shock. But I mean, he's also a CEO of a business, so maybe I'm wrong. I know that they've already experienced it, and at this point, I don't want to. I spent so long being so angry and having all this misinformation and feeling so mad at her for breaking up our family, quote unquote, for so many years because it was never explained to me because it happened when I was 11. And I was not treated like a person, I was treated like a toy. I was fed, I was nourished, I was. kept doing all the things a child should do, but I was never treated like a member of the family. I was always just present, nearby, happened to be in the room. Never actually explained what was going on, so the night that she packed her bags and left, I didn't understand why. And then my mother didn't leave bed for like 9 months, and my father stopped coming home from work, and then my other sister had to come up from Salt Lake City to take care of me. Because my mother wasn't getting out of bed, my father was never home. So the fact that I had so much prejudice in my heart for so long that it's still kind of difficult to pry my fingers off of it. So when I thought that this might be a possibility for me, the rational human part of my brain that has suffered through trauma and has been so angry and said, that will never be me. I will never be that person. I will never do that. And then there was the possibility that it might have somehow magically happened to me. Was this thing that I couldn't process, couldn't handle, didn't deal with. But as much as those thoughts occasionally flash into my brain, like when my anxiety could break through with its ice pick and be like, hey, you're a problem. There was still just this weird calm that I can't explain because I'm not a calm.
What is calm?
I can't even take it seriously. I am not a calm person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm either way up here having a great time, or I'm like, oh my god. I'm a train wreck. I'm doing everything wrong. Everybody hates me. I can't. I'm blah, 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 blah. And then I self-destruct. And then everything equalizes and goes back to normal, and it's fine. But until then, terror everywhere. But so, I had this kind of weird joke in the back of my brain. I don't know if it was a joke or if it was a feeling. But 4 or 5 days before the new moon, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be funny if somebody, whatever, whoever, blah, whatever, what if one of the moon deities is like holding my period back until the new moon starts? And I was like, that would be so bizarre. Like, wouldn't that be weird? That would be so weird. Whatever, blah, weird. So the Monday before, I went to my nail appointment. Why did you just look at me like that?
Sorry, I just had a realization. You can keep talking and I'll tell you about it later.
Don't forget, because I want to talk about it.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Because that was the Monday that you said you had to go run errands for your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Monday I went to my nail appointment, and that day, Spencer, fiance, and I had had this big argument because I was tense and all these other things, and we were having personal issues, and so we had a tiff before I left, and then I went and I talked to her about it, and she calmed me down, and she was like, that's just guys, that's just marriage, blah blah blah. And then you canceled our plans because you had stuff you had to do, which is perfectly fine. And then Spencer literally made himself, because he was so worried about all of his money situation, he made himself ill. So he asked me to pick him up Gatorade from Sam's Club. I went to Sam's Club, got him Gatorade, brought it back. We had a really chill night in. Honestly, we thought he might have had Corona for a minute. He just stressed himself out over this money and school thing so bad that he just kind of imploded. Anyway, literally at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when my alarm went off so that I could get up and start getting ready for my open to go to work to open the store, the first day of the new moon, my period started. And I woke up that morning with excruciating pain. And I said, out loud, you've got to be kidding me. Because who doesn't talk to themselves?
Yeah.
There was nothing else. Nobody answered. There was no sort of like, ha 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 ha, I wish. I wish there would have been like a giggle from like behind the tub or something. I don't know. Actually, I don't wish that. That would have been creepy that early.
But Ashton Kutcher, you just got punked.
You just got punked. It would, and it wasn't just like sometimes you get spotting, like if you are pregnant, you'll just like get like spotting or whatever, but mm-hmm. It's genuinely was like a torrential downpour.
Just like full flow.
Like it was like, oh, are you ready for this? Let's go. And it was like, bah. Like,
this
is not information that you need as a man, but as a gay man especially, you'll never have to deal with this. But
it's fine.
And it was so weird. It was so weird. And I said, I was literally just thinking about this not a few days ago. Wouldn't it be bizarre? Wouldn't it be just so coincidental if my period started on the day of the new moon? So I researched it and I looked it up, and it's called, I saved it on Pinterest. Let me pull it up really quick. It's this whole, there's literally witchcraft associated. Let's see if I can find out on my Pinterest board real quick. Not right now. I don't want to rate you right now, Pinterest. I have stuff I have to look up. Like, because you can, like, track your menstruation cycles. It's called a white moon cycle. It's supposed to be good for, like, fertility and conceiving children and blah, blah, blah. But it was just kind of this strange feeling of, why was I saved for this? Why was this something I was supposed to handle? Why was something I was supposed to deal with? And I was like, well, I sound very calm as I'm saying it, but in the moment, I was, like, my senses were like, woo! And so when it happened, I finally told you, and I said, isn't this bizarre that this happened? And you said, isn't this weird? Because we were texting, and you said, isn't this weird that it happened on the new moon, the cleansing new moon in Capricorn, which gave me goosebumps all over my body. And then I went home that night, or that day, and then that night I was laying in bed and I was thinking about it. And I was like, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I'm a moon witch. Maybe I'm meant to be like a lunar witch instead. Like, maybe that's my thing. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we can think about this. We can mess around with this. I'm literally getting goosebumps just talking about this. And I was like, what if I do some research? I should pull up and see which like lunar deities there are. Because I know that there are more than just certain, like, I don't know them all. I still don't know them.
There are so many.
I feel like as long as mankind has been around, they have worshipped, you know, the sun and the moon, and they have, you know, every culture has a sun and a moon. So I did a little bit of research, and I was kind of mulling it over that night. I never said anything out loud. I never super clicked on anything. I honestly just searched for lists. So there's no way that the AI could have, like, pinpointed it for me. Weird. But I was laying in bed and I was thinking about it and I was like, I wonder if this is a thing, like, who I should go with. It's kind of a big decision. It's a serious thing to think about. And Hecate popped into my mind. Unbidden. And then it was like a voice repeating in my head. And I fell asleep thinking about that. And then I got up the next day, no big deal, went about my business. That night, laying on my bed. This is super weird, I hate this, but I was scrolling through TikTok. You know, like you do, for hours at a time, wasting your life on TikTok until there's that little ad that pops up and says, hey, you've been scrolling for too long, you should go get some water.
Whoops.
And there was a, and sometimes I'll get, like, it's called Witch Talk, for people that don't know. There's, like, little, like, TikTok witches, which I appreciate and love, that they'll pop up. And there was one that was, it said, if you're seeing this, you've been chosen, you know, or whatever, to, I saved it. We can pull it up or link to it. And it was like, if you're seeing this, this deity is your chosen deity. And it was like, and it immediately, Hecate. And I screamed. I literally screamed out loud. And I texted you and I was scream texting and I said, can you believe this order of events? She is linked, not, I mean, she's multiple things, but she's linked to the moon. She's a dark goddess. I was looking this up last night. I was thinking about her completely unbidden, because honestly, she wasn't on my list. She was not one of the ones that I was like, oh, well, I may be interested in looking up this particular one. And then she popped up in my brain. She wouldn't leave my brain. I thought about it all day. And then she popped up in my fucking TikTok feed. Which makes me sound like a Gen Z, but stupid moron face. I'm aware that I sound like a 100% a mental patient. But I screamed and I said, this is something that's happening to me right now. And I was freaked out and you were right there in text form. But I mean, COVID to help. And I kind of just sat there and I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to feel. And I mean, I think the next thing you said was she chose you for a reason. And I literally feel crazy talking about this out loud. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be emotional. I don't know why I'm being emotional. My lashes are gonna come off. But I did some more research and I looked up some more things. And she seems great. That's such a weird thing to say, but it's, I can't put it into words. It's just, there's this awe and this sense of intensity, but also softness. And I was like, I'm gonna meditate on it. I'm gonna think about it. So I literally locked the dogs out of the room. I lit incense. I laid on my yoga mat and I put my stones in front of me. And I just listened to music and I reached out and I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know why you picked me. Because I often feel so insignificant and small and unseen and lost. But I'd like to try.
it'd be worthy if you let me. And I don't know how else to explain it, because I've grown up in a very religious family, and I have heard about experiences that people have had where they have felt presences, and they have felt people or beings in the room with them during certain, like when they pray or if they're bearing their testimony or any sort of thing, but it's never really happened for me. I tend to just get caught up in the emotion, and I always assumed that that was the same thing, but I swear, in that moment when I was completely humbled and completely open, I swear, there was someone in the room with me, and I wasn't scared. I expected to be scared, because these are not things that you trifle with lightly. These are deities. These are powerful beings that have existed for longer than I could even imagine, but I felt this overwhelming, calm, and loving feeling that I didn't expect. I expected to be afraid, to be intimidated, to be overshadowed. But I didn't. And it only lasted for moments, for only a few moments. Because, of course, I forgot to turn off the volume on my phone, and my mother chose that moment to start texting me. So and my phone was still connected to my speaker. So my speaker was literally going off with text messages from my mother. And it kind of ruined the mood a little bit, and it was hard to get back into that mind space again after I lost it. And I know that sounds so just like off my rocker. And I probably do belong in a home, but
for sure not fucking this home, but my home, you belong in my home.
Okay. But yeah, so that's what happened to me. Now, are you going to tell me what happened on Monday?
No, it was something that I had literally just realized, like that moment that you were talking about it. Okay, hold on, because this is about to get spooky. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said a couple more things that kind of like were even weirder.
I wonder what you were writing down.
Okay, listen. Okay, so yes, I understand that we all sound like a bunch of fucking crackheads, literally psychotic, but this is what we believe in. If you don't believe in it, that's fine. We're not going to judge you. We hope and pray that you don't judge us for what we do. If you do, then
I'm not hurting anybody.
Sorry, this isn't the TikTok. This isn't the TikTok. Fucking, this isn't the podcast for you.
This is not the TikTok for you.
This is not the TikTok for you, honey. Please go.
Please go home. You're lost.
We support everyone here. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So, I love studying. Good. It's my passion. It's what I do. I love studying. And something that I'm, like, hell-bent about is, Greek mythology. I haven't researched Hecate much, but she is the three-in-one, the triple goddess of Greek mythology, like the mother of all witches, the mother, the maiden, and the crone. And I find it, I'm literally getting chills talking about this, but I find it very, very odd that your period didn't come until the new moon to match Hecate's cycle of the new moon.
Okay, I'm literally having a freak out.
There's more.
Okay.
You say that you had like this like overwhelming loving feeling kind of like a motherly love, like the mother, the maiden, and the crone. The intenseness of the crone, the feminine touch of the maiden. And then to top it all off, who of all to text you but your mother? at that exact fucking moment in time, who of all to text you other than your own fucking mother?
I'm going home.
I just... this is what I'm talking about. Universal signs that are all too there to be a fucking coincidence. There's no way. How?
I don't know.
Like, listen, you can sit there and tell me that I'm connecting dots that don't fucking exist, but you cannot tell me that that's not at least a little bit weird.
It's weird.
For the mother of the moon, the mother of witches, the mother to all, the feminine goddess, the three in one, to be so like weirdly in sync with you, be it your literal physical, being.
Literal physical. The thing that really, really sets me apart as a biological woman.
Yes, your menstruation cycle, nonetheless. Like, how do you write that off as a coincidence, where you, a female, have very strong presential feelings of another female in your presence as soon as you are in a quiet, calm, collected space where you are to yourself and to whoever you're searching for? You did not call anybody out by name. You did not summon or call for anybody. You didn't say anything. You were just to yourself saying,
I don't feel worthy.
I don't feel worthy to whomever you are out there seeking whatever you're seeking. Just asking, just like being there, being humble and perceptive. And for all that to kind of just hit all at once with your period being late. matching up with a new cycle, changing your cycle entirely.
Entirely.
Because new moons only happen when? Once a month. damn near the exact same time, the exact week, because next month it'll be during that exact same week. So I'll be damned if you don't get your like period at that time.
I guess we'll have to see.
Like, this is so weird to talk about.
I know.
But I validate you. I feel like it's real.
Thank you. It's a little hard to ignore.
It's just a lot of hard to ignore. Like,
is there nothing else going on with you, though? I feel like I've hogged the whole spotlight here.
No. Okay, first of all, definitely not with the same thing, because although Hecate does respect men, and men are obviously welcome to worship her, however, she tolerates no bullshit. Sacrifices must be given, meaning you basically have to relinquish like your manhood, so to say, like
your business there.
Not so much in a physical form.
Okay, good.
I am no deity. I don't fucking know what's going on. But, like, she would ask for the same respect that a female would give another female versus what a male would give a female, especially in the times that she was more popularly worshipped. Like, they were, like, simple but not good times. But I have not I just am here vibing.
I'm here, yeah.
Just soaking in the stuff. I will be your little tour guide.
Thanks.
Sure.
I need a tour guide. I'm so lost. I don't know what I'm looking for.
No, I'll just be here to comfort you. That's all.
Okay.
I haven't had any other wildly overwhelming anything happen to me, so no. Thank God, because I probably would have been like, I don't know what's going on, and just fucking a mess. But yeah.
Lovely.
I feel like that's really cool for you. I would say so. This will be intriguing to see where it goes for you. Agreed. It'll lead to more like self-empowerment and being comfortable in yourself.
I would love that. I would genuinely love that.
I'm sure they would too. So, yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I feel a little I'm excited. I'm also, because I spoke to Paige about it. Not about the rest of this, but I spoke to her about the thing with my period happened. I was like, I have to tell you this thing, because she's also very in tune with the things. And I said, I can't keep this to myself. This is a thing that's happening to me. And she said, she kind of just looked at me for a minute, and she was like, that is powerful shit. That doesn't just happen without a reason. And I was like, apparently, because I didn't know what else to say. I was just like,
my insides would also agree with you.
Yes, the blood water falling out of my body would say affirmative. And she said, this is going to be a very powerful year for you. And I went, holy shit. But also, I have so many questions, which will come with study and meditation and, I'm gonna say, prayer. And it doesn't come with the same stigma that it did the whole time I was growing up. This is a different playing field. This is an entirely different game. And it's not, to be clear, it's not a game. It is very important and sacred to me. Or it's starting to be, the more I think about it. I feel like this is a very me-centric episode, and I feel bad.
I don't even care. I'm here for it. I'm here.
I feel like you're gonna go home and be just emotionally exhausted and never speak again.
I'm always emotionally exhausted, but that is because empath.
Same. No, I feel you. 100%. I feel that.
Yeah, I'm always here for you.
I appreciate that.
This is the podcast of love and exception, so...
Love and acceptance?
No, exceptions.
Exceptions to the rule?
Yes, and you are the only exception.
That's a
joke. I'm just kidding. Love and acceptance, and just... All in all, I feel like this is probably one of the most serious episodes that we've definitely had.
100%.
But I mean, it's about damn time, because we can only last so long as that podcast who just shits and giggles 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all love it. But grab your seats and hop on this
weird bus.
This weird wagon. Also, we're going somewhere.
Yeah, and we're back, baby!
We're back. Thanks for lasting an entire month without us.
Oh my gosh, how did Sorry. You guys do it?
Didn't even tell you we were going on a hiatus and just...
Yeah, we're just leaving for the holidays.
For the holablaze.
Honestly, holablaze it. Well, holidays are stressful.
Yeah, don't need the stress of trying to maintain a podcast and such. Please don't move.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saving my eyeball.
Mm-hmm. You had a lint on your eyelash.
I hate that. It's because I'm not used to them being so big.
Fair.
All right. Great.
But yeah, so
I think it's safe to say we don't have time for a quiz.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that because Lord knows it takes us the entire fucking episode to get a BuzzFeed quiz done.
And
so
we're
sorry.
Already looking at an hour and a half.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
I'm not sorry. You chose to stick around this long.
True. You can...
You liked it.
You can put it on that 2x speed and just fly through this, baby.
Literally, baby.
Baby. I feel like this is a cool episode.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I'm anxious about it coming out, but I have to be, I can't hide who I am to make other people happy anymore.
True.
I feel like we're going to get weird.
We.
You were here, too. I feel like we are going to get weird looks at work and questions.
Listen, bro. We were literally screaming about the reasons not to touch a Ouija board in the first place. So.
Zach didn't believe us. Zach thought it was a superstition. Zach.
It's not a superstition.
It's literally.
It's real shit. You don't fucking mess with stuff. I cannot tell you. It doesn't matter who you believe in or what you believe in. There's just some stuff that you don't. There's stuff that you don't play with. Like dark magics or dark entities or anything dealing in a dark, non-neutral thing is... Nine out of 10 times, you're probably not going to have anything good happen out of it, so I would just not. Just to be safe. Just don't.
Yeah.
And if you're into that, that's fine.
Just be safe.
Don't
eat your Ouija board after
you're
done with
it. Don't eat your fucking Ouija board. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
I'm gonna have a seance and then drink the wax. Like.
Oh, no. That's a bad one. Ooh, that's a bad idea.
But anyway, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Make sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a hint. Leave a note.
Leave a comment.
A comment.
Telling us what you think about it.
Please email us at. Oh wait, no, that's your bit. Sorry. Yeah.
No, you can say it.
Oh, go ahead and please, for the love of God, email us. We are running out of content. We're not.
Lonely.
We're very lonely. So please email us at.
Hey, did you know I have a podcast? @gmail.com.
Just that. All one whole word.
All one whole, no capitalizing, just all.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Hey, did you know I have a podcast?
Yeah. Please send us anything that you would like us to talk about, anything you'd like us to discuss.
Oh, you can also follow us on Instagram.
Please do. I swear to God, we'll post at some point. We'll post something. We really will. I promise. That's a...
Okay. Are we doing pinky promise
right
now?
Yeah, I'm pinky promising to you that we will do this.
Okay, you're pinky promising to me, and I'm pinky promising to you.
That means we both lose our pinkies if any of us break this.
Oh no, I need my pinky.
Yeah, well, you also need this promise, so.
Okay.
Just kidding. All right, yeah. Love you guys.
We really do, desperately.
We really do.
Thank you for over 70 listens so far.
Yeah, y'all are
70
fantastic.
Whole listens.
I had no idea this was going to be that popular, which, I mean, obviously 70 listens is all the time popular, but it is a lot more than I ever thought that we were going to get, just being two complete fucking weirdos.
Oh, so
weird. Just out here bullshitting, doing a podcast, just talking to each other,
just living life.
Just vibing, you know?
Trying to... Oh, hey, you know what? Freaking the inauguration's on Wednesday.
Please. God, no. So, yeah, if we end up starting a civil war, we love you. We'll see you in the radio waves.
Yeah.
Morse code. Anything to us? I'm sure you can email Morse code. Yeah, well, because you can't have your shit tracked.
Oh, that's true.
There's no way. Anyway, thanks so much. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.